Royal. Am I having a word with Mr. Rudin? Yes, this is Eric. Mr. Rudin, I would like to give you some update onto your case. We have just appointed a senior in charge officer for your case file who has much more expertise than me on such kind of cases. So I will be connecting your call to the in charge officer right away. So can you please hold the line for a moment or two? Thank you so much.
Thank you for your patience. Your line has been connected to the senior investigation officer. You are speaking with Officer Chad Bungard. Who am I speaking with? How are you doing today, Mr. Rudin? I understand that. I understand. Well, Mr. Rudin, well, I already have it on my screen, but still you can verify it to me. All right, thank you for verification. So, Mr. Rudin, as per this case number, I can see over here that there are several fraudulent activities which has been done under your social security number, but somehow you are claiming that you have no knowledge about any of such things. Am I right? Well, I'm just trying to understand that since you have no knowledge about such case, then how it could be possible that your name got appeared in such type of criminal activities when you have no knowledge about such case? Okay, well, apart from you, Mr. Rudin, is there anyone else who have access to your information? Like any of your family member, any of your friends, any of your relatives, anybody? Okay. Well, because in this scenario, we can see over here that we found a package under your name, and we found $94,000 cash, 9 fake driver's license, and many more informations under your name. And we also found, moreover, several addresses which was rented under your name using your identity, and several accounts which was created under your name. So, according to the evidences, currently there are two serious charges on your name for money laundering and drug trafficking. But we check your past records before we take any legal action, Mr. Rudin. We check your past records and we thought that something might be wrong in this case while you may not be the one who is doing this crime, but somebody else somehow might be trying to use your information. And that is the only reason we contacted you today, so that we can hear your side of story. So as per your understanding, Mr. Rudin, what exactly would you like to say about this? Sure. Perfect. Yep, of course. You are speaking with Officer Chad Bungard. Just make a note of my name, C-H-A-D, Chad. S. Bungard, B as in boy, U as in uniform, N as in November, G as in golf, A as in apple, R as in Roger, D as in David, Bungard. And I'm working with the Social Security Administration at the Office of Inspector General. And my direct line number is 202-780-3090. That is my, yep, my, yes, it's 591219. Okay, so as we found several things under your name, I'm just trying to understand how come your information got appeared. Do you suspect anybody? Because we found several transactions which was made overseas to the countries like Mexico and Colombia as well. So do you have any suspect? Do you know anybody who might can do these things with you? Okay, because just by my paralegal officer, I got the information that your wife may have made some transaction overseas. Okay. So, what exactly would you like to say? You have no knowledge. How come your information got appeared in this case? You have no knowledge. How come your information got appeared? Okay, because at this point of time, whatever the evidences which we have, whatever the evidences which we have are against you. And we don't have any evidence in your favor. But since you are cooperating with me, I'm ready to put a hold on this case file. I'm ready to put my hands on this case file to help you to resolve this matter and to clear out your name from this case. So I need to collect certain evidences which I have to submit to the department in your favor. So when I say the evidences, Mr. Rutan, the first evidence will be this call recording. That since the starting of the call, you are claiming to be a victim of an identity theft and you are having no knowledge about any such crime performed under your name, and that will be showing your verbal testimony in front of church and jury members in the courthouse. So this call recording will be your verbal evidence, will be your verbal testimony. And the second evidence will be the asset declaration, which means we found several driver's license, bank accounts and the addresses, and we are not sure which information is truly belongs to you. So we will simply go ahead and differentiate some of your information, and whatever information which you will verify over this recorded line will be considered true and yours. And rest of the information will be free, seized and confiscated by the law enforcement. So I will ask you and verify some of your information. Please be honest. Perfect. And I'm just getting one call. Please excuse me for a minute. Let me answer. All right. Thank you for your patience, Mr. Rodden. Mr. Rodden. Okay. Well, I just got the update from my paralegal officer that he asked you to maintain the privacy protocol, and this case is under the privacy protocol, but somehow you are not maintaining the privacy protocol. I just heard that you discussed about this case file with your wife. So may I know what's going on? Well, when I say the privacy protocol, it should not be discussed with any third party. Very close to what? Well, we can look. First of all, Mr. Rudin, let me tell you, I don't have any reason to trust you as well as. And I have the orders to go with the legal procedures, and I don't have any reason to trust you. But since you are cooperating with me, that is the reason I'm believing you. So if I'm trusting you, then you should do the same thing. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Ask me. I'm sorry. What do you say?